Canada offers to take illegal aliens from the U.S. by Neil Munro on December 30, 2020. Canada's immigration minister is trying to accept U.S.-based illegal migrants who are going to be sent back to their home countries, according to The Washington Post. The minister is now offering Canadian residency to several migrants in U.S. detention centers who face deportation, according to a pro-migration report in the newspaper. If that's what they want to do, more power to them, said Mark Kerkorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He added, "It saves us money because we don't have to deport the people from the United States. Maybe it will create an incentive for these illegal immigrants to leave on their own. If there's a place for them to go rather than return to their home country, then more of them might actually leave," the Post reports. Now at least one has been sent home. At least eight others, including Burundi citizen Apollinaire Nduwimana, are being held at a federal detention facility in Batavia, New York, many with final removal orders. One of them, a Ghanaian man, was pulled off a plane this month, avoiding deportation only after a lawyer obtained a temporary stay of removal. Canadian Immigration Minister Marco Mendicino this month exempted five of those asylum seekers from the border restrictions, according to Kate Webster, their Toronto-based lawyer. Another application is pending. That means they will be allowed to enter Canada if the United States releases them. Many illegals in the United States have already moved from President Donald Trump's pro-American enforcement policies to seek residency in Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's pro-migrant Canada, the Post notes. More than 58,000 asylum seekers have entered Canada at such crossings since 2017. Nearly 15,000 of their claims have been accepted. Around 12,000 have been rejected and almost 30,000 are pending. Under Canadian rules, the rejected migrants are supposedly returned to the United States, where some have already gone through the multi-year legal process of deportation filings, reviews, and appeals. But deportations are bad for business, especially for immigration lawyers. So Canada's government is bending to pressure from pro-migration groups to save U.S.-based illegal immigrants from being sent home. Canada has dramatically raised immigration numbers in recent years, amid cheerleading by progressives, business groups, and immigration lawyers. At least 11 million foreign citizens are living illegally in the United States. Pro-American reformers have celebrated Canada's welcome for U.S.-based illegal aliens, and have urged the illegals in the United States to move into Canada.